Welcome to Command AI Shortcuts, where we breeze through this week's episode in 5 minutes or less.
It's worth saying this is automatically generated.
Don't hate us.
So there could be mistakes. Enjoy.
First up is Clicky, a personal assistant that follows you around on your screen and does what you ask it to. It's a really interesting way to use AI that I haven't really seen before.
Yeah, you can just talk to it and get it to do things based on what you're seeing. The onboarding experience is something to behold. It's super personal and almost feels like a friend guiding you.
The use case seems to be for in-the-moment learning. Like, when I was in my music software, it told me the shortcut to open the piano keyboard without me having to switch apps and search for it. It's there when you need it.
Next, you can now control FigJam directly from your AI. They've released an MCP, so you can create diagrams, user flows, and sitemaps just by describing them.
Right. So we asked Claude to plan a user flow for our website. We want users to get to know us, watch episodes, and join our insider community. We just gave it the prompt and the link to an empty FigJam file.
And it just populates the board. It created two different sitemaps and two user journeys. This is so much better than getting a static PDF because now the whole team can jump in, edit things, and expand on the ideas.
Webflow also stepped up their AI game, launching AI-generated code components. Now anyone can generate interactive, production-ready components natively in Webflow using their AI assistant.
Yeah, I tried it out. I asked for a pricing component, and while it generated the code, the user experience is rough. It feels disconnected, it doesn't use my site's brand colors, and it's not context-aware at all.
So it's not quite at the level of just describing a component and having it perfectly match your site's design system.
Not yet. It feels like these traditional builders are having a hard time making the AI feel native, whereas AI-first tools have an easier time with the AI part and are just now catching up on the editor part.
In other news, our favorite terminal, Warp, has become open source. This is huge because it means you can access the code, build your own features, and maybe even swap out their AI models for something like Claude Code.
It's also really interesting that OpenAI is the founding sponsor of the new open source repository. They're helping to power the agentic workflows to manage contributions, which is a smart way to prevent AI-generated slop from overwhelming the project.
Stripe is also making moves. They just introduced Stripe Treasury. It's essentially a business bank account built right into Stripe.
It sounds like you can hold funds, transfer money, pay anyone in 160 countries, and spend with a Stripe card that gives you 2% cash back. The best part is you earn credits on your balance that you can use to pay for Stripe's transaction fees.
The only problem is it's US only for now, so we can't use it in Europe. Typical.
And finally, OpenAI dropped a demo for GPT Real-Time 2. It's a text-to-voice model that can dynamically control apps.
Yeah, the demo showed it filling out a form and even playing a game of chess using just voice commands. It looks like you have to build the specific functions into your app, so it's not like screen scrapping. The app owns the state, and the AI just calls the functions you've defined.
So it's a more integrated, secure way to add voice control to your application. It seems like it binds your voice commands to very specific, predefined actions.
That's all the news we have time for this week. Thanks for listening.
Join us live on YouTube every Friday for the full episode. See you next time.